Fergus, Centre Wellington Council has approved a controversial development proposed on St David Street North despite pushback from residents and some councillors. Presented by senior development planner Deanna Maiden, the Fergus development, which proposed a stacked townhouse made up of 12 two-bedroom rental units and 18 parking spaces at 750 St David Street North, provoked several questions about traffic during a council meeting Monday afternoon. These concerns, as well as comments about access to Parkside Drive East, snow removal, light pollution, water pressure and tree retention, were shared by residents at a public meeting last September and in a petition signed by 107 area residents, also submitted alongside the proposal. On the other hand, township staff recommended approving the application because it allows for increased density within an urban center, on an underutilized lot, where municipal services are available as requested in township and county official plans. The provision of an appropriate range of housing options, including rental units, is encouraged to meet projected needs of current and future residents, said Maiden. The proposed development is also located along a major roadway, where many amenities and services within walking distance are available, promoting pedestrian activity and active transportation. Opposing the motion, Count Lisa McDonald said she has real concerns about traffic and its impact on children walking to school in the neighborhood, saying this development might not be what the people want. We're doing well with our housing target, so I'm not super concerned, except for the fact that this is altering an existing subdivision, said McDonald. I live in one of them, and I would not like to see the home next to me be taken down and put up many properties. When McDonald asked why the building's entrance had been moved to Parkside Drive East, Managing Director of Planning and Development Brett Salmon said the street was considered ideal since St. David Street functions as an arterial road and residential roads like Parkside Drive East have less traffic and are easier to control. The report went on to say the proposed location respects the required daylight triangles and ensures proper site visibility for traffic and on-site stop bars. Signage will be utilized to control traffic egress from the subject lines, and the entrance will also be further reviewed through an entrance permit process. While supportive of the application, Count Jennifer Adams said she shares McDonald's concerns about traffic, especially when she looks at the other developments proposed in the area, and asked whether residents can expect extra lights or crosswalks to help with any potential issues. Managing Director of Infrastructure Services Colin Baker said it's hard to predict the future, and staff will continue to keep an eye on the area the same way they do all township roads. In response to past suggestions of reinstating a push-button crossing on St. David Street, staff said the township will continue monitoring traffic on these streets, intersections, and further traffic counts, warrant studies will be recommended, as necessary. With this specific area, there are no improvements identified at this time, said Baker. Staff have reviewed the traffic impact study prepared for the development, which also doesn't recommend any improvements, and we concur with those recommendations. Count Dennis Craddock encouraged the future landlord of the property to be very rigorous with the tenant application process given the property's proximity to St. Joseph Catholic School. There's a potential for lots of tenants to go through that space, so I ask that we just try to our best ability with this developer or landlord if they will try to make sure that the individuals living there don't pose any threat, said Craddock. In response to public comments, staff said no low-pressure water orders have been noted in 2024 for Parkside Drive East and surrounding areas. Snow storage, lighting and tree preservation or compensation for any tree removals will be addressed through the associated site plan application. Count Bronwyn Wilton declared a pecuniary interest because her husband, Pierre Chauvin, worked on the application. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.